when the two IBB Legacy Dialogue in Abuja yesterday also called on supporters for the candidates to shun indifference, rise against hate speeches, and be mindful of the country's fragile unity and stability. In his remarks, ex-President Jonathan stated that the forthcoming election were critical to the people's collective aspirations, shared prosperity, and development. Federal government yesterday received a report from the Ebele Okeke Committee that was constituted to draft a white paper on the Ama People Committee report on the new parastatals, agencies and commissions created between 2012 and 2021. Secretary to the Government of the Federation, SGF Bas Mustafa, while receiving the report, described it as a demonstration of the federal government's commitment to repositioning the public service for effective service delivery. With the submission of the white paper report, it is expected that the SGF will now forward the recommendations to the Federal Executive Council for approval before implementation. Minister of Works and Housing, Babatunde Fashola, says the federal government under President Muhammadu Buhari has justified foreign borrowings with construction of infrastructure projects across the country compared to previous administrations. The minister stated this yesterday during the opening ceremony of the 28th National Council of Works meeting held that took place in Kano. He said the government has been able to deliver more than 1,800 kilometers of roads across six geopolitical zones of the country so far, noting that it was determined to complete all ongoing projects before the expiration of its tenure in May next year. House of Representatives have summoned the Auditor General of the Federation, AGF, to appear before it on Tuesday, August 30th, for an explanation of fuel subsidy payments between 2013 and 2022. The lawmakers want the Auditor General to provide documentary evidence on the audits carried out on money spent on fuel subsidy by the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC Limited. Chairman Special Ad Hoc Committee investigating the fuel subsidy, Ibrahim Aliu, issued a notice in Abuja yesterday during the scrutiny of documents submitted by the representatives of the Counter General of the Federation, AGF, Mr. Okeleabo Sylvia. And to other matters, Defense Headquarters have announced the troops of Operation Hadin Kai in the northeast and Operation Hadarin Daji in the northwest killed 57 terrorists in the last 2 weeks. Among those neutralized, said the military high command, was a notorious terrorist commander identified as Sojan Madagwal, who was responsible for various attacks and roadblocks along Gosot Road and also on the wanted list of security agencies with members of his gang. Director of Defense Media Operations Major General Musa Damidami stated that yesterday when briefing journalists on the update of a military operation in the six geopolitical zones from August 11th to 25th in Abuja. National Drug Law Enforcement Agency has destroyed 2.768 tons of illicit drugs estimated at more than 2 billion naira in Akwa Ibom State. Chairman NDLEA Muhammad Mawa, who is represented by the agency's Secretary to the State, Shedrack Haruna, announced this during a courtesy visit to Akwa Ibom State Deputy Governor Mrs. Moses Akpo at the Government House, Uyo. He listed the destroyed drugs to include cannabis sativa, cocaine, heroin, and other psychotropic substances since 2014 and September 2012. And on the foreign senior U.S. judge has ordered investigation to release a redacted version of court papers that convinced him to authorize a search of Donald Trump's estate. The public version of the affidavit, a document that includes the evidence gathered by prosecutors, could reveal new details about the inquiry. The Department of Justice had opposed releasing an uncensored version in the midst of ongoing investigation as the FBI search was part of probe into the potential mishandling of documents. Meanwhile, before we go, here is some breaking news. Human rights lawyer Inibe Efiong has just been released from Uyo prison after spending 30 days for alleged contempt of court. Chief Judge of Akwa Ibom State, Ekaete Obote, on July 27, sentenced Mr. Efiong to prison after the lawyer objected to the presence of two armed police operators in the courtroom. Reports say Inibe, who stepped out of prison at around 8 a.m. to the waiting crowd of supporters around the prison premises, said he considered it an honor to be incarcerated for the truth. And that's the headline news at 10. Details of these and other stories will be brought to you at noon. Please stay with us. Up next is the Beaten Morning Sports. Quality broadcasting is your right, and here at Comfort 95.1 FM, we always demonstrate our commitment at meeting your needs, surpassing your expectations, and giving you programs which positively alter your consciousness. However, in compliance with the NBC code and to serve you better, we'd like your contributions, feedbacks, and even complaints about our programs to help serve you better. You can send an email to info@comfort951.com or call the number 0812-354-9951 or visit the NBC office at 15 Information Layout, IBB Avenue, Uyo, or send an email to the Commission via uyozone@nbc.gov.ng. Comfort 95.1 FM, your radio, your comfort.
We talk sports like no other.
Messi finding Higuain, and Messi takes it up again, and he dances away, and he scores! Lionel Messi!
Up-to-date news and commentaries, politics and live coverage of events.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
And the man who is said to have diverted the money meant to provide welfare have committed the same offense.
Entertainment is our priority.
Recipient award in the greatest living entertainer, Beyonce.
Only on
Comfort 95.1 FM, Uyo. Your radio, your comfort.
Many thanks for staying tuned on Comfort 95.1 FM. Normally at this time, we get to slice and dice the trending stories in the world of sports. But of course, we need to, of course, wait for the 2:10 segment where Willie will take us through. Right now, as a special interactive session with the members of Connected Development. Yes, for some time now, oil producing communities have had to be bearing the brunt of oil exploration in their localities. With the passage of the Petroleum Industry Act and the incorporation of the Host Community Development Trust, the government attempts to provide sugar and, of course, mandate the support to oil-bearing communities. But a major challenge is lack of sensitization. And, of course, the community members should benefit from the implementation of the Host Community Development Trust. And no wonder we will be having this particular interactive session with the members of Connected Development. This interaction aims at sensitizing the public and letting them know the benefits of host communities. But compulsorily, we, of course, will be monitoring the progress of if the oil companies have been adhering to the stipulation guiding the implementation of the Host Community Development Trust. Good morning, wherever you're listening from. It's an interactive session right here on Comfort 95.1 FM, and we'll be talking to the members of Connected Development. This interactive session is actually, of course, sponsored and supported by Oxfam. And joining me this morning, by the way, I am Monday Thomas, joining me to talk about this very, very delicate topic is Ubon Ekbe, who is the Akwaibom State Lead Follow the Money. And we also have a barrister in the studio this morning, Barrister Martins Asukwa, Akpenukan Youth President Ibana. Good morning, gentlemen. Great to have you, Ubon Ekbe, once again.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, before we get to the nitty-gritty, before we get to the questions that I have for you this morning, quickly, let's get to know once again, what is the organization Connected Development all about?
Okay, so our organization, we push for marginalized community. So we realized that most marginalized community now in this context, the oil-producing, oil-bearing communities, so they are responsible for the volume of wealth we have as a nation. But when we go down to these communities, we realize that the benefits of the oil wealth doesn't accrue to them so much. So what we do as an organization is to share knowledge, share information, advocates for improvements in the lots of this community and ensure that the dividends of democracy also trickles down to them. We realize that when you get to these communities, the education is facilities are abysmal, the healthcare services are so poor, and lots of infractions and deliverables are not accrued to this community. So we share information with them and advocate for changes.
All right, once again, I'm going to stay with you, Ubonwekwe. Before we get to talk to Barrister, who is actually on the field. I mean, he's the youth president, Okpanukan youth president, Ibono local government area. So he's going to break things down from the field point of view. But first of all, another question for you. What is the Host Community Development Trust?
Okay, Host Community Development Trust is a provision of the PIA, that's Petroleum Industry Act. That act stipulates that the host community development trust must be set up by the oil company to address the challenges and the needs of oil communities, the host community. So 3% of the operating expenditure of an oil company must be set aside for this host community development trust. So the company must, in collaboration with the leaders of the community, they should come together to set up a BOT. So the mandate of that host community is to ensure that the funds that accrue to the host community development trust is being used for in the area of providing healthcare services, educational services, create employment, and basically the needs that this all communities have been able to address as being a major challenge, a priority point for them.
Okay, so thank you so much for, of course, getting the definitions of connected development and also what the Host Community Development Trust is all about. And now let's get to talk to Barrister. Good morning once again,
yeah,
Barrister.
Good morning, good
Martins. Great to have you join us. So the question, the first question I have for you is that are all communities or all companies adhering to the stipulations guiding the implementation of the Host Community Development Trust?
Okay.
Are they adhering to the stipulations?
Once again, good morning, everyone. Now, I would like to say that I think they are actually adhering to at different level because we have different oil companies, we have different IOCs, and all of them are not, I can't say, are working at the same, you know, pace. But the truth of the matter is that because there's a penalty for failure, you know, once they fail to adhere to those regulations or to do so, not just adhering, but adhering within the stipulated time frame. So definitely they are adhering, but at different pace currently at the moment.
So we are here to, of course, make sure that the host communities are sensitized and know their benefits and, of course, their rights, and also measuring the progress that has been done so far by oil companies. So what would you rate them out of 10? I mean, for their inherent abilities, or what would you rate them?
I think for some, I could give maybe like 4 to 5%. We understand that there are some challenges or there are some factors actually hindering them or making them not to be, you know.
What are those factors? Can you quickly just highlight it for us?
Okay, for instance, now, let's be very, let me try to be very snappy here. You see, there are guidelines before an IOC or a settler, as it's been, defined in the PIA, or it's been referred to, before they can set up these host community development trusts. There are guidelines, there are things that they must do. For instance, you know, one of those instances is that before the trust is being incorporated, they need to work with the community. And then we have this challenge currently now. they said they have to do it, set up this trust in consultation with the host community. Now, that is what the PIA says. But we have the challenge whereby the traditional rulers are saying they should be the one, you know, to make the nominations.
Okay.
The council, like I'm talking about, the council chairman are also saying they should be the one. So first and foremost, this factor is also, delaying the immediate, setting up of the trust. Because it is not the company that will come to the community and pick the people, the trustees or the would-be trustees. It is the host community that will nominate persons and then
selected persons.
Yes, and then forward the selected or the nominated names to the settlor, to be included. So now there is a friction. There's a friction between who are the right people to make the nomination, whether it is the council chairman, which is, those in the position of authority, or the royal father, the traditional ruler. So that's one of the factors militating, against the speedy setting up of the host community development trust. Then secondly, if you look at the PIA, it tries to define what a host community is. And then you are talking about setting up a host community development trust. So the first thing is, who are the host communities?
Okay.
You get the point. So this problem, this challenge of determining who are the host community, because the truth of the matter is that everybody wants to be part of the host community development trust. You understand? So these factors are some of the things that are actually basically militating against the speedy setting up of the host community development trust.
So I'll quickly jump in there. As an organization, last week we had a training session where we were able to train the community leaders around the PIA.
Okay.
And we also paid an advocacy visit to the local government chairman of Ipanon Local Government. So that was a way of trying to mediate in this conflict that, okay, the traditional rulers is not the exclusive right to do the make the nomination, and also the executive chairman. So we're trying to see how we can bring these two parties together so they could work harmoniously to ensure that the board is being set up. But I think I also would love to ask the youth president.
So before you get to throwing your question, I'd like to ask you, he's saying that out of five, he would give them a 4 over 5 for their adherence to the...
Out of 10.
Yes.
Out of 10,
you give them how many?
Yes, like 4 to 5%.
4 to 5.
Yes.
Okay, that's a pretty much not a good one.
Yes.
Not a good one at all.
No. Of course.
That's what I needed
because
to...
Because you know why I'm saying that? Now they're supposed to write to the commission. When I mean the commission, I'm talking about NUPRIC now. That's a national Nigerian upstream petroleum regulatory, commission. They are supposed to notify them of the intention to do what? To set up the host community development trust. Now, majority of the company has not done that. Talk less of going to CAC. You know, they are still at the community level trying to, request from the community that names, nominees should be forwarded to them. It is only when they have these names of nominees forwarded to them that they can now forward, notify NUPRIC that they want to register or incorporate a trust.
So you're saying...
And then proceed to CAC.
So you're saying...
So much has not really been done.
All right, so
despite the fact that the deadline,
Like the factors you've just stated, you're saying that if these factors are taken care of, if things
of course
are in the right place, the oil companies will
sure
be able to
sure
get...
Sure.
That mark from 4
sure
over 10 or 4.5 over 10 to maybe what?
7 or thereabout.
Okay, so, all right. So, do you agree with that particular one from your point of view, from your organization point of view? I mean, from the, you're speaking on behalf of Connected Development. It's saying that if these factors of finding people who are people of integrity to be nominated,
yes,
and
yes,
of course to represent the host community as well, that they will be able, the oil companies will be able to do their work effectively.
The fast track.
As it is stipulated on the host community development trust. Do you agree to that?
Yes, I agree to it 100%.
So basically, we can say that the host communities and the oil companies who are not, of course, in great terms is because of the people in the host communities. Can we completely blame the people in the host communities for, of course, slowing down the progress of oil companies in adhering to the trust funds?
The thing for me here, I think it has to do...
It's a two-side.
Uh-huh. Now, the IOC, which is the settlers here, they have a greater role of, creating awareness, educating the community that this is how these things should be done.
Okay.
Because, there is a fine of $2,500 per day failure to incorporate the trust within a stipulated time. So, and then who are the ones to pay this penalty? It is the settlor. That's the IOCs. So it is not incumbent on them to begin to sensitize the leaders, the traditional, you know, councils, talk to the community people that you have to do this thing not independently, but you have to do it collectively as a community.
All right, I think we've started the sensitization right now. Yes, okay. We are talking to Barisa Martins Osukpa, who is the Okanukan Youth President Ibono. Basically, it is an interactive session right here with the members of Connected Development. We also have Uboikpe right here, who is the Akwaibom State Lead Follow the Money. And the first question, which has been concisely answered by Barisa Osukpa, giving the oil communities a 4.5 out of 10 for the adherence to the simulation guiding the host community development trust. All right, we move ahead to the next questions, and it still boils down on the communities. Are communities going to experience sustainable growth from the implementation of this HCDT? I mean, I'm talking about the host community development trust.
Okay, you know, so Thomas. Okay.
First of all, I would like to know what are the features of this host community development front and of trust, and then we'll get to know if the community will get to benefit from it and how possible is it.
Now, the thing here is very simple. As a lawyer, I'm not just talking as a youth leader, but I'm talking as a lawyer. Now, Chapter 3 of the PIA makes provision for the host community generally. And then the key thing there is that it provides that 3% of the total expenditure, you know, of every settlor shall be given to, you know, the host community. It shall be paid into the trust. You know, a fund shall be set out. We shall be paid into that trust. 3% of whatever thing the company spends. You know, but that's not the issue. The issue is, have you also looked at the liabilities, the responsibilities that the PIA has placed on the host community? This is an aspect that a lot of persons are actually ignoring or are not talking about, you know. So, but for me, I feel that the responsibility, the liability placed on the host community, like for instance, where there is a vandalization of a facility of the settlor, the liability shall be on the host community, and this money, the penalty, shall be taken or deducted from the 3%. But generally, I think that if the government has the willpower, the willingness, and also the IOCs have the willingness, the 3% to some extent, you know, at least can go, you know, can do one or two things in the communities. But believe you me, we should not also ignore the fact that despite the fact that 3% has been provided, you know, aimed at bettering the lifestyle or the, you know, situation of the host community, we also have a whole lot of responsibility and liabilities placed on the members of the host community.
So to answer your question, the objective, so I'll just read a part of the PIA that speaks to the host community. Yeah. So the objective of the trust, as provided under section 239, are to be specified in the constitution. It shall include, number one, to finance and execute projects for the benefit and sustainable development of the host community. Number two, undertake infrastructural development of the host community within the scope of the funds available to the Board of Trustees for such purposes. To facilitate economic empowerment opportunities in the host community. To advance and propagate educational developments for the benefit of the members of the host community. To support healthcare development for the host community. To support local initiatives within the host community. Support local investments in the assist in any other developmental purposes deemed beneficial to the host community. So what the funds would be used for are clearly, you know, marked out.
Stated, yes.
So
okay.
So what we are expecting is let the funds begin to roll in, then these projects and proposals would be carried out.
So if everything worked properly, the host community development trust should be a great benefit to all communities, right? The phone line is buzzing. We need to hear from some people. I think we need to open up the phone lines right now. 018-888-9951. Seal an interactive session right here on Comfort 95.1 FM with the members of Connected Development. This particular interactive session is sponsored by Oxfam. We have a caller on the line. Hello, good morning to you. What's your name and where you calling us from?
Good morning.
Go ahead, please. Your name and where you calling us from.
Good morning, everybody in the studio.
Good morning.
My name is Fred Morgan from Guarani.
Okay, go ahead, please.
I'm very happy for what you people discussed this morning. Because since 2019, the federal government promised those host community, and he advised us to go and open the bank. Then the name of the bank is Access Bank. We did that since 2019, and we still wait. Every information we listen to the radio and we hear, and we still wait for that. We hear something about that 3%. But I want the federal government to do something because they are the leader. And God will bless this Nigeria, and this Abuja will be better for us. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for, of course, being a part of this particular segment. We'll get to, of course, from that caller who is still waiting for the 3% barrister. What does that mean?
You know, this money, when we're talking about 3%, we're not talking about money here.
Okay.
You know, we are looking at projects. It's not as if the 3% will be removed and then shared to everyone in the community. No. We are looking at whatever expenditure that the settler makes, you know, in the preceding year, 3% of that will be deposited in that fund, and then that fund will now be used. That's why if you look at the PIA, it talks about assessment of needs within the community.
Okay.
What does this community need? Do they need hospital? Do they need this and that? Is it road and all those stuff? So, and then they will now take out that money and exclusively execute or implement the
I needed to throw that question because a member
not
of
to share the
host communities will be expecting the 3% to go around in their pockets. We still have another caller. Okay, 018-888-9951-0906, 000-8951. Let the calls come in right now as we are talking to members of Connected Development. It's actually an interactive station, so you can be a part of us. So before we get the next caller, let's maybe get to ask a question that we'll maybe see or say our goodbyes on this particular segment. What amendment would you love to see? I'll start with Ubong Ekpe, who is the Kwabam State Lead Follow the Money. What amendment would you love to see in the Petroleum Industry Act? Would you love to see any amendment?
Okay, there are lots of amendments.
Okay.
But the one that stands out for me is around the issue of insecurity. So, and all theft. Now, there's nothing said. Okay, let me put it this way. If we keep on having these incidents of all thefts,
okay,
that will reduce the amounts of funds or revenue that these oil companies would make.
Yeah.
And that will also have a direct effect on how much...
3%.
On the 3%. So 2 weeks ago, a huge oil tanker was, you know, cut off on the high sea, carrying over 3 million barrels of oil. So, and we are losing an average of $2.6 billion annually from oil thefts. So if this, you know, gaps are closed, the communities would earn more. So I want to see something on the PIA that speaks to, you know, addressing the issue of oil thefts. Then number two, the issue of how do we really define the host community? Who are the host communities? Not clearly defined. And like my barrister had mentioned, the PIA too doesn't also really speak to who is dedicated.
From your
to
own
decide.
Definition, who are the host communities?
For me, the host communities.
So that if you see the amendment and if you see your kind of definition, you'll be like, okay, I'm satisfied with this.
For me, where the oil company is domiciled and operating, it should be the host community.
All right, let's get your parting shots on that particular question.
You're talking about amendment, and I'm very much interested in that aspect. In just a second, I would really be interested in seeing two amendments being reflected on the PIA, though it has already become a law. Now, one is that the percentage should be increased. What is 3%? Yes, of course, the increment of the percentage, you know. And then two, that the burden placed on the host community, which has now made them to become security men towards, for the IOCs, should be lifted off their shoulders. How do you tell me that you are giving me 3% and then anything that happens to your facility, you hold me responsible? So that burden should be taken off the shoulders of the host community, you know, and then the percentage should be increased, because for me, 3% is nothing to write home about, to be very frank.
All right, let's quickly get this callers who are very much interested in this particular interaction.
Hello,
good morning to you.
Yeah, Fred Martin is back.
All right, go ahead, please.
I want to say, in my own community, Korabasebionga, Ondangbaranin, we have about 3 oil wells. Then we lack hospital. The NNPC bring 1 hospital in my community. But because of misunderstanding with the community, they not take good care again. They just come and offer the key and go back. Then nothing happen again. We lack road in my community. We lack no school. So when someone like me, I am a physically challenged. I have a little shock in even our local government area. So now I am in a village. So someone like me, I need a very big help.
I would love to ask you, sir, a question. You said your community went and opened a bank account with Access Bank, but what the law stipulates is this committee, the board of trustees, must be set up. The fund management board committee must be set up. So before you even get to the point of opening a bank account. So please, can you shed more light about the bank account you people open waiting for
3%? Okay. That means maybe it's approved by the federal government, because each community have a 40 people. Then at the end, say the government had 10 again. It come be 50 people.
Okay.
Not everybody for the community. Then the community choose people. Maybe they choose from house to house.
So
totally 40 people. Then they go open the account. And when I reach the bank, nobody small people. They are like, say, I did for market. So that's
wow.
The thing, say, you understand that kind of thing? So, approved by community, approved by federal government.
All right. So I think, thank you so much for being a part of this conversation right now. I think his point of view, he is going off point. I mean, that's not even it. I mean, it's something else he's referring
to. Talking about not the PIA and not the trust that we're talking about.
So I think there's need for more sensitization around
that's right.
PIA
of course,
to the community.
Of course.
And
especially to the traditional leaders, and youth leaders,
Because I also felt that at this point, the state government, Akwa Ibom state government, and the State House Assembly should also step in as a mediator.
Unfortunately, they are not mentioning the PIA. The state government is not there. It's about the host community. The federal government wants to deal directly with the host community.
But that does
not
stop.
No.
Just get my point. That does not stop the State House if there's fracas between the community leaders.
The law doesn't mention the state government.
Just as a mediator to bring peace between them. Okay.
All right. So look, we're going to open up the phone line for another caller, and then we'll wrap things up on the show, right? 018-889-951. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Your name and where you calling us from? All right, go ahead.
One of your guests now said the host community should be where the companies domicile.
Okay.
You know that the drilling of oil and crude oil and gas activity impacting areas that is widespread. What about neighboring communities and all that? What are the effects they are having? So they just want to sit down and be hearing that effect quietly, right? Only the host community benefits from it. It should run across the neighboring communities that bear the effect of this drilling process. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. I'm afraid that's the last caller we are going to take on the show. And of course, Ubonwekpe, we were, of course, excited to have you on the show, breaking down this for us. And of course, a barrister, great to have you from a very experienced point of view. Thank you so much for joining us, barrister.
Thank you for
Martins
having me.
Asukwe, Upenukan Youth President. Okay, all right. Upenukan Youth President. Of course, Ubonwekpe, it's great to have you. Let's do this some other time.
Thank you.
We've got to say our goodbyes right now, of course. It's still Comfort 95.1 FM, and up next is a commercial. Please stay with us.
Hello. All right, it's another great time to be in the studio to talk about making wealth and how we can make our lives better. Welcome to this life-transforming online business education program on radio, where we have latest information on the benefits of e-business and e-investment. is powered by Rally Academy. Rally Academy is a reputable organization that offers educational services in online businesses and financial education. The ultimate goal is to equip anyone in search of a genuine opportunity to create a new stream of income or add to their current stream or streams of income from the online business world. We're talking about the internet. In today's episode, we'll be looking at how to thrive in the current economic situation. And in the studio with me is an online entrepreneur, he's an e-trader with Rally Academy. He was trained at the London School of Business and Finance. He also attended the London Academy of Trading. He has certification in technical analysis from Cyprus. This man has gathered over 12 years of experience in financial trading and technical analysis. He has consistently organized several hours of webinars, seminars, workshops, and coachings on trading and financial market analysis. It's my pleasure to introduce my guest, Michael Akinwale. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thank you so much. Beautiful day to be in the studio, I can tell you that.
Let's start from the scratch. Tell us about Rally Academy and yourself.
Okay, my name again is Michael Akinwale. I'm actually an online entrepreneur. That means I do several things online. And the company Rally Academy is actually a global e-business education brand with head office in Europe. And they have branch offices in several places in the world, like in Nigeria. They have a branch in Lagos, Abuja, Port Harcourt, and Ibadan. And from there, they're able to connect people with inspirational learning experiences to the opportunities available when it comes to doing business online, and to show them how to use the new age technology, which is the internet, actually to generate new streams of income.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Let's talk about making money now.
All right.
The economy is not smiling. And in a time of economic contraction like this, and you said there are two responses that would not make one succeed. Let's talk about them.
Okay, before I get into the response, let me first say this. The economy is not smiling at all. You know, yesterday I was looking through my school documents and I saw that there was a time in a whole year at University of Ibadan, my school fees was less than 3,000 naira.
Wow.
It's the same amount that I used to send people get me food for lunch now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a meal costs you, you know, what it takes to be in university for a whole year some time ago.
Yeah.
So the economy is not smiling. We've come along as a country. But see, like they will say, it's not what is happening around you that's bright, it's what's happening in you. So it's how you react to it that really determines what happens. All right. And so that's why your response is extremely critical. And so there are two kinds of responses that I think people should not make now. The first one are people that are just positive. You know, you just keep saying things are going to get better. Things don't just get better. People make things better. You understand what I'm saying? So those are the first thing. Don't just be saying things are going to get better. It's good to be positive, but positive with action. And secondly, are those that just assume that automatically things will just get better. They just relax. They just like, well, things are not looking good, but don't worry, it'll be fine. No, those kind of responses, they are not going to get us anywhere.
Interesting. Now, if those are the two wrong responses,
yes,
what should be the right way for Nigerians to react?
Well, right now, looking at how critical things are, the right response is what I call attack and conquer. Attack and conquer. What do I mean? It's time to rise up to the challenge and really succeed. You don't just have to talk and just take just general action. Now, the right response is what I call attack and conquer. What do I mean? Attack and conquer. What do I mean by that? It means you don't just take general action. You need to take aggressive action that guarantees that you succeed. Literally, you have to what? Attack and what? Conquer.
Yeah. Okay, that sounded a bit spiritual now. So let's get into details.
Yes.
How do we practically attack and conquer?
Okay, let me say this. For instance, let's assume you have a source of income.
Okay.
Now, naturally, we'll be telling you to just double your income. But no, at the rate that things are going, you have to triple your income or quadruple your income. That means multiply your current income by 4, which means if you are earning 100K, it's time that you'll be working on how to start earning 4 or 500K. Are you getting my point?
Okay.
And the problem is that you cannot double or multiply yourself by 4, or you can't multiply your time. It's, the time is the same, you are the same. So that means the solution is not just working harder, it's actually working smarter. And when we say smart work now, we mean it's time to actually get online. That's where things can actually multiply by 4 very fast, and you can see a change, which is why we call it attack and conquer.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Get online.
Yes.
How does it work? How does one start? Because a lot of people are online on Facebook, on WhatsApp.
All right.
How do they start?
Okay, now, I'm going to be as practical as possible with this. For instance, for me, the internet was the space that actually helped me to start my journey to financial freedom. All right?
Okay.
So, for instance, I was able to get into e-trading, which you call electronic trading.
Okay.
And from there, I was able to start my journey to financial freedom. So, one thing you need to do is to find a business that's profitable like e-trading and get on it.
Okay, interesting. E-trading. Tell us more about e-trading. How exactly does it work?
Okay, like I said, e-trading means electronic trading, or what we call internet trading. That means buying and selling of financial instruments. And when we say financial instruments, we're looking at things like currencies, commodities, indices. We call them financial instruments. Those are products that you don't see physically, but they exist online, which is why we call them smart. You know what I'm saying? Smart. All right? So those are the things you are buying and selling online. And I can tell you, it can be a good place to start your journey to financial freedom.
All right, so e-trading. It sounds interesting. How profitable is it as a business?
Okay, let me try and break it down, because you see, one of the major challenge of business is client acquisition.
Okay.
Client acquisition. For instance, you open a shop now, you must start looking for customer. The beauty of e-trading is that you don't need all those things. You start the business now, but with yourself and your system, you place a buy or a sell, and you start making some good profit yourself. All right? So let me give you a practical example of how e-trading works. I'm going to be using a commodity like gold. Everybody's aware what gold is, the same gold you wear as jewelry. Mm. But this time, you're not looking trading the physical gold. You are trading the price of gold online. Now, this year, 2022, in January, gold was about $1,780 per gram. As I'm speaking to you now, gold is wavering around $2,070 per gram.
Okay.
All right? That's about $290 increase in the price of gold this year already. Now, for us who are traders, it's not just $290, it's 2,900 points movement in the price of gold. Now, for somebody who's trading at $10 per point movement, that's $29,000 profit already this year on gold alone.
Wow.
And as you're trading gold, you're trading crude oil, you're trading currencies, you're trading silver, you're trading indices. Are you getting my point now?
Mm-hmm.
That's how much trading can actually do for you right now, which is why I said it's time to what? Attack and conquer.
All right, great. Let's dig deeper a bit now. What are some of the other benefits of the e-trading business?
Okay, some of the benefits why I love it is that number one, you can do it from home, from anywhere you are in the world, which means whether in Nigeria or abroad, you can trade. Like I said, it's online-based. Then you don't need employees. That means you don't need staffs. You don't have competitors. All right? And you can start small. It's not a business that requires huge capital to start. And the income potential is unlimited, which means how much you make is not also limited. And guess what? The income is immediate, which means like some other business, a year before you start making profit, with e-trading, the profit can start coming immediately, which means you earn income immediately.
Okay. Now, you said earlier, attack and conquer to thrive.
Yes.
Now, e-trading is one of the recommendations from you as a professional.
Absolutely.
How can one attack and conquer this e-trading business to start thriving?
Okay, well, like every business, for you to start, you need to learn about the business so you can afford the pitfalls in the business. Because, okay, you know, everything in life has some pitfalls, which is why we go to school anyway. All right? And that's why Rally Academy is here. Rally Academy is, like I said, we are an educational company. And that's why we're having a training called the Executive E-Business Foundation Training. An Executive E-Business Foundation Training. And this training is focused on educating people on how to start this business of e-trading. All right? Mm-hmm. And we're making executive training because it's a short training. It's not a training where you're coming for 3 or 4 days. Just 3 hours training, and you can get what it takes to start trading online. And at this training, we're going to help you to open your trading account, you know, commodities trading, currencies trading, how do you buy, how do you sell, and softwares that top traders in the world used to trade. We're going to look at it. And then for those of us who don't even have time, maybe you want a software that can even trade. Like I said, it's about working smart.
Okay.
All right? So at this training also, we're going to be giving you softwares, all right, which you can only get at Rally Academy, that can help you to start this business and succeed at them. And then we even have softwares that allows you to even sit back, do nothing, and the software creates for you. We even have softwares that you can actually begin to do what you call social trading, where you have trades from other professional traders happening in your account automatically. All these systems are available now to make money making a little bit easier as we go into the future. So these are the things we're going to be looking at this training. I can tell you, you can't afford to miss it.
How much does it cost to attend the Executive E-Business Foundation training?
Well, with how extensive this training will be, it could have cost you a lot, but I can tell you it's coming to you absolutely free of charge from Rally Academy. Free of charge from Rally Academy. And guess what? There's no specific requirement to attend. No matter who you are, you can be at this training. You don't have to be a computer guru. If you can use your phone, then you can be at this training. All right? So you can be a businessman, employee, retiree, housewife, job seeker. Even if you're a student, you just finished school. You can be at this training. It's free of charge. And I can tell you, you can never be the same.
Now, tell us the dates, the venue of the training, and how participants can register to attend.
The training will be taking place for 2 days. Right here in the city of Uyo. You don't need to be there for the 2 days. Just pick one of the days to be at this training. All right? And the dates this training will be taking place is next week, Thursday 1st and Friday, the 2nd of September. 2022. Let me that again. Next week, Thursday 1st and Friday, the 2nd of September, 2022. And on those 2 days, the time will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So 3 hours of very, very life-changing time. The venue of the event on those 2 days will be at Imjim Hotel and Suites. Imjim Hotel and Suites, Dominic Utuk Avenue, right here in the city of Uyo. Imjim Hotel and Suites, Dominic Utuk Avenue, right here in the city of Uyo. Very popular place, can tell you, you cannot miss it. It's also very important that you register to be at this event so we know you are coming and we can prepare for you. And to register is very simple. All you need to do is send an SMS to your phone number and then your seat will be reserved to be at this event. So take your phone right now. Let me show you how to register. If you want to register to attend on the first day, which is Thursday, the 1st of September, 2022, send an SMS to the word U1. U for Uyo, and go back to this phone number. 091-6466-0000. Let me take that phone number again. 091-6466-0000. If you want to register to attend on the second day, which is Friday, the 2nd of September, 2022, send an SMS to the word U2. That's U for U and the number 2 to the same phone number. 091-6466-0000. Let me take that phone number again. 091-6466-0000. Thank you.
Are there some of the benefits that participants stand to enjoy when they come for this training?
Okay, like our culture in Rally Academy, we believe a lot in education. So which is why this training, apart from the 3 hours training we're giving you, we're going to be putting you on an educational DVD. But this educational DVD is only for the first 50 people that register to attend this event. So begin to register now and come pick up this educational DVD on how to start your e-training business at this event. Secondly, we are still running our 122% bonus. 122% bonus. This bonus is cost to at least 122,000 naira credit, which is added to your own trading account for you to start this business of e-trading. All right, so come pick up your DVD, come pick up your credit to start your trading, and I can tell you there's still time for this year to be great.
All right, there's still time to be great this year.
Absolutely.
Tell us again the dates, the venue of the training, and how participants can register to attend.
The training will be taking place for 2 days right here in the city of Uyo. You don't need to be there for the 2 days. Just pick one of the days to be at this training, all right? And the dates this training will be taking place is next week, Thursday 1st and Friday, the 2nd of September, 2022. Let me that again. Next week, Thursday 1st and Friday, the 2nd of September, 2022. And on those 2 days, the time will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So 3 hours of very, very life-changing time. The venue of the event on those 2 days will be at Imjim Hotel and Suites. Imjim Hotel and Suites, Dominic Utuk Avenue, right here in the city of Uyo. Imjim Hotel and Suites, Dominic Utuk Avenue, right here in the city of Uyo. Very popular place, can tell you, you cannot miss it. It's also very important that you register to be at this event so we know you are coming and we can prepare for you. And to register is very simple. All you need to do is send an SMS to your phone number and then your seat will be reserved to be at this event. So take your phone right now. Let me show you how to register. If you want to register to attend on the first day, which is Thursday, the 1st of September, 2022, send an SMS to the word U1. U for Uyo, and go back to this phone number. 091-6466-0000. Let me take that phone number again. 091-6466-0000. If you want to register to attend on the second day, which is Friday, the 2nd of September, 2022, send an SMS to the word
U2. That's U for Uyo and the number 2 to the same phone number.
091-6466-0000. Let me take that phone number again. 091-6466-0000. Thank you.
All right, you heard it all. How can we thrive in this current economy? Maybe you've been asking questions, how do I survive? How do I survive? Michael Akinwale has given us the answer to this question. Multiply your streams of income. And one way to do that is get knowledge, which Raleigh Academy is here to provide at the Executive E-Business Foundation Training. Take this opportunity and thank me later. Thanks for coming, Michael.
Thank you so much, Leko.
Quality broadcasting is your right. And here at Comfort 95.1 FM, we always demonstrate our commitment at meeting your needs, surpassing your expectations, and giving you programs which positively alter your consciousness. However, in compliance with the NBC code and to serve you better, we'd like your contributions, feedbacks, and even complaints about our programs to help serve you better. You can send an email to info@comfort951.com or call the number 0812-354-9951 or visit the NBC office at 15 Information Layout, IBB Avenue, Uyo, or send an email to the commission via uyozone@nbc.gov.ng. Comfort 95.1 FM, your radio, your comfort.
The coolest station.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play this.
We are
Comfort 95.1 FM, Uyo.
Professor Azaya Umana holds two PhDs, one in mass communication and another in sociology. A former head of department of mass communication in the defunct Polytechnic Calabar. He is also the bishop of the First Temple Church of Nazarene and the chairman, CEO of Redemption 101.5 FM Abak. His latest book, The People's Right to Know, will be presented to the public Tuesday next week. As a prelude to the event, we play host to the professor in a special interview this Friday, 26th August 2022 by 2:30 p.m. Tune in for what promises to be an engaging time with the Bishop Ahaziah Umana on this station this Friday, 26th August 2022. Signed, producer.
Courtesy of popular demand, the People's Right to Know, the flagship program on Redemption 101.5 FM, ABAC, is now unavailable in a book form.
You are invited to the public presentation of the book, The People's Right to Know, Volume 1. Date, Tuesday, 30th August, 2022. Venue, Tilapia Island Resort, ABAC. Time, 10 a.m.
Special guest of honor, Mr. Udom Gabriel Emmanuel, Executive Governor, Akwa Ibom State. Chairman of the occasion, Mr. Moses Egbo, MFR, Deputy Governor, Akwa Ibom State.
Book presenter, Dr. Emmanuel Abraham, Chairman, Tapfeth University, Mpadak.
Book reviewer, Professor Isaac Anyandele, Dean, College of Management Sciences, University of Uyo, Akwa Ibom State.
Author, Bishop Professor Ahaziah Umana, Chairman and CEO, Redemption 101.5 FM, ABAC.
It is your right to know. Be part of the formal presentation of The People's Right to Know and get a copy for yourself and library.
Ade Tibetua, Ade Anyene Bontifio, San Nurim Redep Nongkod.
Signed, Planning Committee.
Comfort. Comfort.
We drop it like hot
from the old school.
And every school. We drop it like it's hot.
Comfort 95.1 FM Uyo. Your radio. Your comfort.
Open the fire, play the pedal, let them know. No finish you, no finish you. Man no fi tire, every day I'm on the road. No limit you, no limit you. Hey, this na unzo bu, uju tan dan fo, uju robo robo. Many things we can do, tori I'm into you. Uju wire for you. I've been dancing at the pain away. Yo lava lava, give me your hand and shoulder. To see shoulder get up, blessings for your head up. Yo lava lava, give me your hand and shoulder. But I know go get us, better go locate us. Yo lava lava, give me your hand and shoulder. To see shoulder get up, blessings for your head up. Shoulder, but I know go get us, better go locate us. Lad, I'm like Vuvuzela, no one can do you better. You body follow like for me, why now go go shoddy. Love the energy tonight, way good day my side. But now you day my mind, my Uju, he don't show. This now unzo bu, Uju turn down for who? Uju robo robo, many things we can do. Tori, I'm into you. Would you wire for you? Tonight, I've been dancing at the pain away. Yeah, yeah. Give me your hand and shoulder. To see shoulder get up. Blessings for your head up. Jola balaba, give me your hand and shoulder. But I know go get us. Better go locate us. Jola balaba, give me your hand and shoulder. Blessings for your head up. Yo la ba la ba, give me your hand and shoulder. But I know go get us, but
can go locate us.
It's 11 o'clock.
Report cases of cough, fever, and difficulty in breathing to the nearest hospital.
This program is an independently produced program. The sponsors are solely responsible for the content and production.